Good morning, Norisel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to start a brand new series. Actually, I'm just going to give you an overview for the new book that we are going to start in the Old Testament, and that will be the book of Micah. So the book of Micah was written by the prophet Micah himself. And at that time, Micah lived in the countryside of Jerusalem, about 25 miles southwest of Jerusalem, to be exact, in the city of Moresh Gath. And so Micah, as I mentioned, lived outside the government centers, or outside the main city, in an agricultural part of the country. Micah addresses the times at the time the leaders of Samaria and Jerusalem, they were oppressing the people. And so his concern was for the lame, outcast, and the afflicted. And we will see that in Micah 4:6. And then Micah was contemporary, or was preaching at the same time of Isaiah and also Hosea. And thus they prophesied greatly about the fall of Israel to the Assyrians. And at the time also Jerusalem and Judah had good and evil kings. And so they were oppressing the people, and that's why Micah was really afflicted. I was concerned for the lame and the oppressed and the outcast. And the book of Micah is very important because it prophesies the birthplace of our Lord Jesus and his nature. And we will see that in Micah 5:2. And also talks about the millennial reign of Christ, and the security and the peace that the nations would have when that reign, the millennial reign of Christ, will be. And we will see that in Micah 3:4. The millennial reign of Christ is when Jesus' second coming, where he will reign 1,000 years, and the people will be, the countries, the land, the world will be at peace and in security. It's mentioned in Revelation 20:4. It doesn't say the exact word millennial, but it says 1,000 years. So you can see that as well in there. And in that time, as Jesus will be reigning in that millennial time or era, the people of Israel, the people, the land, the world, will go up to Mount Zion to hear the Lord's teaching. And that will be Micah 4:2. Now, the main points of Micah, the book of Micah, are the judgment of Israel and Judah, and the second, the millennial reign of Christ. I also am going to add there just a birthplace of Jesus as well, because that's really important too, because he prophesied, I would say, 700 years before Christ. And so it is important that long ago it was prophesied, and that's where our Lord was born. And thus, the application of this book in our lives should be to be humble, to walk lowly before our servants, our employees, or anyone who may be in below ranks in our companies, in our business, in anywhere that we serve, that we walk humbly before our Lord and treat them well. Mistreat people just because we are as leaders. And so I'm going to leave it there for today. I hope you have some time over to maybe read the first chapter of Micah. So tomorrow when we start, you will be fresh and ready to go. Stay encouraged, stay uplifted. Have a wonderful Monday. Bye-bye.